Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. You need a partner you can count on. Consider Cordell & Cordell.
Contact Cordell & Cordell online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I'm Ben Fredrickson, sitting alongside Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, Plowsy, Iggy, Sea Monster is here. This is a big day for the show.
For the station.
It is.
Yeah.
We're launching our first show from the new studio here at the Kirkwood headquarters in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Plowsy is behind the new board. He's fired up. He's ready to go. He has a pep in his step that I haven't seen in quite some time.
No, sir.
We should let people know that it is a brand new facility. And by the way, you sound crisp, clean, and clear, both of you.
Thank you.
There are going to be some things that we're kind of learning on the fly. Yeah. So if Plowsy doesn't get the drop right or there's some, it's because we're learning. It's a brand new
position. And our mics are in reversed roles. So where I was mic 1 in St. Charles, I am mic 5. So everything is on like a swivel. So you kind of have to...
Oh, you'll figure it out.
Yeah,
what kind of breakfast treat do you have? Muffin over there? I always like to know.
And let me ask you if this is a good name for a brand of muffin.
Well, clearly it
Otis
is.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
Oh, I've heard that.
Scream
sure.
Like, I need a muffin after you read that. If you want to use your name,
time.
I get it, but maybe just name it Otis.
Those are the best muffins ever.
They are great.
Good
I agree.
For you, Iggy.
They spell Otis O-A-T.
See it, but good for
O-T-I-S.
You.
Oh.
I just want to make sure this mic was working. We haven't checked it yet.
A lot of bass in that mic.
That is bass.
No, it sounds great. Yeah. Everything does sound very crisp.
The equipment is phenomenal. I haven't worked with equipment this fancy, so I try to keep my drink and food, maybe keep it a little clean.
Don't spill your wild cherry Pepsi on that board there, Plowsy. That
no, it's, it got plenty
start.
Of distance with a nice cap sealed shut, I promise.
But we're excited to be here. The new world headquarters. We were in St. Charles. Now we're in Kirkwood, and they're building this thing out. It looks good.
I just think this is going to be a big step for the show. And I'm not always on, but I clearly care about everyone who was on. And you know, Doug's talking about how after the show he's going to walk over across the street and get a gym membership.
Well, I see right next door.
This could be a life changing thing for Doug.
Yeah, but here's the thing: it does provide for an awkward moment because I have somewhere to go, and Doug had asked if I would go and spot him.
He surely doesn't need a spotter on the first day. I think you just maybe stick to some cardio and maybe get a feel for the place before you start doing the squats.
Are you going to be like the other people that come out of there in the morning?
Chest or legs?
Like you're going to work out at like 6:30 and then walk over all sweaty like these people do when I sit out there and smoke? Got my pump on, going to work.
Oh, we're going to mock the people that are trying to get themselves in shape. There's nothing wrong with going to a gym in the morning.
I think Doug's going to go after the show.
I'm not talking about the gym. I'm talking about the people. I've seen four guys come out. They're all sweaty and pumped up.
Listening.
Going to work, pumped up. Look at the guns.
Well, that's how you're supposed to be.
You're supposed to be sweaty when you leave there.
Can't you just go? Can't they
shower,
be normal people just trying to get a workout in?
No, I've never lifted weights, so I don't know.
Well, I expect to compete for Mr. Olympia by this time next year.
Yeah, what are you looking to achieve? Like, what are your goals when you
bodybuilding champion?
You're going straight for the weight,
senior division.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you have ideas of exercises Doug should do to really work on certain parts of his body or parts of his body that you really think you should focus on, go ahead and let him know. He's open to suggestions. 855-282-8255. That's the text line.
All I want to do is get on the elliptical. Okay, lift a little iron. Just maybe lose 10 pounds. That's all I want to do, and that's a problem. Questions? Yes, Jim.
When you say pump a little iron, are you talking bench press? Are you talking military press? Are you talking dumbbells? Maybe a couple of curls and get your pump on? What type of weight?
Maybe all that, but I'm not going up over my head
anymore.
That's
military.
That's how I blew up my shoulders the last time.
Below the waist.
It was like a six-month setback. I was going like almost every day, and I did something over my head, too much weight, I guess, and hurt both of my shoulders, and woke up the next day, I couldn't move. It didn't hurt when I did it. I woke up the next day, I couldn't move, both shoulders like this. I go, ah!
Yeah, but those pecs. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, you always enjoyed those. Yeah.
Incline bench, decline bench, regular bench.
I don't get real crazy with it, no. I don't need to do a lot. I'm already chiseled. I've already got the V going with the very wide shoulders.
The V stands for Vaughn. That's where they got it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of work that needs to be done.
I just want to tone up a little. Fine-tuning. Tone up. Just tone up.
Are you going to get a trainer, or is this going to be only off your own expertise?
No, I don't need a trainer. Get on the elliptical. That doesn't really require
a trainer. Mr. Nip says he can't imagine Doug's body any more taut and rewarding.
See there?
Doug's been a gym rat for years.
I'm not a lie, the buck 80.
Is there a clock? Do you see a clock anywhere?
No.
No, but if you have a phone, Iggy, and along with being able to get directions,
he just found out his
there
phone
is a clock on your phone, Iggy.
Oh, I know that. But when I write down the times of drops and cuts, I usually go with the clock in here because my phone may be a minute or two off.
Well, your phone, if it's connected to what do they call that thing?
The universal. The universal
time,
system,
it's
yeah.
probably pretty accurate.
I have 7:10.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah.
Okay, then we're good.
Okay, we're synced. Let's everyone take just a moment in the new studio to get synced up. 3, 2, 1, and sync. Okay, we should be set now.
I feel better now.
I got to say, these mics sound great.
Crisp.
They do. Yeah. Crisp and clear.
Iggy's has got a lot of bass in it. Say something, Iggy.
Hello, Doug. How are you, buddy?
Better.
Let's head over to Goals and do some squats.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I really think that's a good Facebook Live opportunity, Plowsy. Doug's first trip to the gym in a couple of years.
No, it was not a couple of years. So just this one. I left my old gym. I was.
You broke up with them?
I broke up with
Exist.
And they
let you go easily, huh?
Yeah, Exist.
So they fight to keep you?
Oh, it was a whole to-do.
They make it they make it a problem.
No. You know, they want you to hold this little plastic card. Now, they have my fingerprint. I had to do a fingerprint to get in. They have my credit card. They have my address, my phone number, my picture. They have every bit of information about me, but if I don't have the little piece of plastic, they said, no, you can't come in. I went there for 2 years. I went there, constant putting my finger on the identifier to make sure I could get in, pay them every month, and then when I didn't have my card, no, you can't get in. That's what they told me.
So shut up, ravioli head.
I said, you know what? I think I'll just cancel my membership.
Hey, you show
they
them.
Go, okay.
They said we need your plastic thing to cancel your membership.
Yeah, the guy said, okay. So I quit.
And now you'll be doing squats at Gold's.
Now, I won't
do we
go
get
back.
This as part of the station? We get membership to Gold's? Is that how it works? Or do we have to sign up there?
Well, I think I would think that Doug is going to bring in so many customers just to watch him squat that surely they would give the rest of us a free membership.
I'm not going to do a lot of squatting.
Are you open to squatting in front of an audience?
I'll do some complaining. Some yelping.
Mm.
I don't believe there'll be a lot of squatting.
Excuse me.
No thrusting.
Excuse me, gym supervisor guy. Come over here. Mm-hmm. Now look, I lift a lot of weights. This is 120 on the bench here, and I can't get it up, okay? So obviously, you need to reweigh your weights.
Right. Reweigh them.
Yeah.
They're off.
I got to show up with a scale to weigh
the weight. It says 120, and I can't lift that off the bench. And I'm a guy who bench presses 280, so something's wrong with your weights, chum. Mm-hmm.
Doug can bench press 120. Surely he can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you could probably throw up about 180 if you wanted to.
I don't go for a lot of weights.
But if you wanted to.
Oh, if I wanted to, there'd be a lot of iron thrown around.
I know you hate it when we bring, but you're an older gentleman. I'm an older gentleman. Our peak weightlifting days are behind us.
Right.
But in your heyday, I bet a guy like you, a good athlete, could have bench pressed 250.
Wow.
I don't know. But upper body strength was never my big strength.
You had a good wide base, though.
I've never been a real strong guy, no.
Oh, man, there's some good texts coming in.
Well, you opened it up by almost trolling for vileness.
Well, how so? I just asked for suggestions. Tell Doug get
Doug doesn't even know. Doug doesn't even know. He is a rube. When he said, text us what parts you think Doug should work on.
Oh, I didn't pay attention
naked
to that.
Naked bodies.
Well, one thing I've learned.
This is vile. Just so you
don't read it then.
Go ahead.
I can't go for maximum weight.
Trying to make your way through that.
I can't go for maximum weight anymore because if you get hurt now, it's a setback of a long time.
You're out for a month at least.
Yeah, if you're 23 and you sprain something,
shake it off.
You're okay, you know, a month later. But you get to a certain age where you don't want to get hurt.
Butch Patrick's werewolf doll texted in something that you would find vile, so I'm not going to read
it. So don't read
it.
Go ahead.
Also, Tommy the Twink. Kind of funny, but I'm not going to read it.
Well, don't give him credit if it's too vile.
I felt like they should get credit for
Hank has
for participation.
A workout tip. He says he's got a good way for you to work your forearms.
What's that?
Similar to the shake weight. He says all you have to do is, he'll show you, just bring lube.
I don't know what any of that means.
That's Hank. He's
those commercials of the shake weights where you just hold it and it shakes your arms and all of a sudden you're built like Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and you don't have to expend any energy.
I wouldn't think so. Here's your secret friend texting and he said, don't worry about your glutes. You worked on those last night.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, maybe you went to the gym. Did you go to the gym?
No.
Maybe you saw you at the other place.
No.
That exist.
I don't go there anymore. Now, they lost me.
There's probably
no way.
There's probably no need if you go to the gym for lube, but a nice balm might be helpful.
Why would I need some sort of balm?
I just think it's
well, because it
a light layer of baby oil to glisten when you get the reps in. It's going to the gym is just about as much showcasing your physique as it is building it.
You're kind of sneaky vile there,
no,
Ben.
No, I just think I told you I have one of those wrestling singlets. I'll bring that in. You would pair that with a pair of short shorts and some Keds, and you'll just be all over.
I actually have a story about this gym right next to us. I was in the parking lot doing some show prep yesterday morning.
That could be an issue now, huh?
No, not really. Okay. And so I was...
Let's call attention to show prep.
And so a truck pulls up, and a guy gets out. Yeah. No, he has a gym bag or whatever.
Sure.
And so, I don't think anything of it. He walks into the gym. I smoke a cigarette.
Sure you do.
I'm telling you, I get done with that cigarette. Delicious. He walks out, gets in his truck, and leaves. I am not kidding. I am pretty positive this guy went in there to take a couple gym selfies and then leave. And I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Nah,
absolutely.
Nah, I can tell you.
He was in there 5 minutes at max. It took me a couple minutes to smoke a cigarette, and by the time I got done, he was back. There's no way he did anything
else. Let me tell you something, boys. Some mornings, you just want to go in and lock it out. You go in there and you say, I'm going to put 280 on the bench.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock that out. I'm going to own this 280.
Lightweight.
And then I'm going to let it slam down back in
the
bench.
So he just mic dropped it.
Yep.
Lock it out.
Oh, yeah. There used to be a guy on my football team who was pretty strong. He was a king of the weight room. He'd put all the weight on and then go, lightweight, lightweight. And then he'd do one rep and take it all off.
What's that supposed to be? Lightweight.
Lightweight. He'd convince himself it was light. He'd slap himself in the face a few times. You should try it, Doug.
It's funny how you mock him now, but back then you probably didn't say a word. You didn't dare say a word back then.
No,
you were just the little guy.
I didn't say much, yeah.
He was kind of a Sedalia show pony, wasn't he?
Oh, he was big time.
Did he play college football?
No, that didn't work out. Got in some trouble later on in his high school career.
What sort of trouble? Maybe we get him on the show today.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'm worried about it now.
Like you opened him not too long ago. I think he's working at an Applebee's. He's doing fine.
But what did he do to get in trouble?
Well, Sedalia can be a rough place, Doug. You get on the wrong side of some people, and things can go downhill in a hurry. I'm lucky I made it out.
Drugs, Doug, drugs.
Let me tell you about something that is good, unlike his decisions that were bad.
Okay.
Design Air Heating and Cooling is good.
Yeah.
And they're still the 7 o'clock sponsor. And we appreciate them making the jump with us to the new studio. Design Air Heating and Cooling has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. The website, you know it, designerservice.com. They're the number one train dealer in the Midwest, as the cat always says.
It's hard to stop a train.
It is.
Yeah, everyone knows
that. Well, they did a great job on my house.
It's also hard to stop the Memphis St. Louis Redbird Cardinals.
Ah, segue. Does sound good. The bell sounds
really,
really good.
It's really good. Everything, all the sound is so much higher quality.
You know what people are
probably, it must be the Kirkwood.
People are probably, because the acoustics are very good in here, I think people are probably wondering, well, how will Jim's voice sound? So let's
when he sings, go ahead. Give us a ditty.
There's no business like show business, as no business I know.
How'd
it sound?
Everything about it is appealing. It sounded okay.
Thank you.
A little like a
thanks elder, for the bell, Ben.
Elderly gentleman trying to warble.
The bell really sounds good. That's a good bell.
We can get new bells if one of us wins this DraftKings thing. You know, you got a chance to win $1 billion this week. How
with
often does that come up? Oh, well, this week I got a chance to win $1 billion, that's all. Well, you do with DraftKings. You've got it. DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football is here. They're hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday, and it's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. A lot of ways to play on DraftKings. You can choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings also has a beginner and casual contest where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment to a particular player, new team every week, depending on who's hot, who's not. So get to DraftKings.com now, and I've got a promo code for you that you're going to need. And that promo code is, here's the word, quarterback.
What? Lower back.
No, the promo code for this particular game is none of that. The promo code is quarterback. You put that in the promo code, and you play DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes. That's this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect questions, yes, Jim?
It seems there's some confusion. So you're saying the promo code is promo code?
No, the promo code
what?
Is this word, quarterback. I'll pause so you know just what it is. Quarterback. That's the promo code. Now, if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion, and that's the promo code quarterback to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest totally free to enter, so why wouldn't you do it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Doug, I do have to ask.
What's that, Twelve?
The first thing you would do, and I guess we could ask the panel. I know the first thing you would do when you won a billion, I guess, when it's in your account, you know, because when you win it, I'm sure it takes several weeks to get it. But when you get that money and you have access to it, what are the first couple things you're doing?
I guess
and it's a lot to do.
I guess I would spread it around to the family.
I would, too.
I'd give them all several $1 million. I don't know how many million. However million you give them probably is not going to be enough. But I think you would do that first. Make sure all the family's
how extended here. How extended are you going to go here? Like cousins? Or are you just keeping it like sons? And
I might give cousins a little bit. Yeah,
really? What about your buddy in Mexico? Does he get any?
No, Hector?
Yeah. the guy that you made friends with on your vacation there.
Yeah, I forgot what his name was.
Oh, I guess he doesn't get it. Clousy, can
I answer?
Why are
you looking at me? I don't know his name.
We talked about him 15 times.
Okay, the number one thing that I would do is I would help the children. Okay, so first I would help the children. And then I would get 5 Ferraris and just park them out front, let people know how I'm doing. But, I mean, first I would help the children.
You keep working.
No.
Not with a billion. You can't. You can't justify keep working. You can't do it.
I did the post game last night. It's a West Coast trip, and it was a wonderful victory for the Cardinals. The Cubs lost, so they're 4 back.
And the Brewers lost.
Of the Central, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Brewers lost, but Colorado eked out a win, so it's still 3 in the wild card. But anyway, I got home, boy, 1:30 or something, so you didn't get a lot of sleep. And it's great to come in, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
See why but you then didn't want to quit.
If you had $1 billion, I mean, first you help the children, then the Ferraris, and then you quit.
Well, Doug, your kids would be out of the house with millions. You don't really have any need to be in St. Louis without a job. Would you consider relocating yourself?
Probably not. I'd buy some big mansion here. And then just travel all over the place. This would be home base.
It's a good bet.
And then would you go out and buy yourself a new suit of clothes?
Several suits of clothes. Yeah.
Nice pant.
I would have even a trouser or two.
Oh, man. I think you get so many pant with a billion.
Yeah. I think a little selfish. I think the first thing, help the kids. But if anyone, I'd be happy if I didn't win the billion or someone in my family. I'd be happy for you, Doug, if you won $1 billion. Because you're a guy who doesn't ask for much in life, and you work hard.
He just wants a day off now and again, that's all.
Yeah.
Can't even get that.
You know, Doug is always accusing me of going after him or starting this. I think very highly of Doug Vaughn. I think he's a role model as a father, and I wish you well in your quest for $1 billion, sir.
What's your end game, Billum?
There's no end game.
Well, the only thing you have to do is remember the promo code, and then you have a good chance.
The weird thing is, it's Snap promo back. Code. Promo code.
Yeah, it's strange, but
no,
I'm not really sure if there's a space either.
Victor,
he doesn't clarify that.
Victor, yes.
Victor,
would you send him a few bucks? Thanks for the memories, pal.
If I vacation down there again, I might leave a little.
Yeah, but you would go to a better resort.
You go to one of those resorts where they are serving tainted alcohol.
And I say tainted.
You can wake up and not know what happened.
That's reason enough for not.
That's where you want to go, right? If you have a billion.
Read too many horror stories. I was
watching the show a couple days ago. It was Island Vacations. I mean, the HGTV. I always say that's a good. When you can't decide what you're going to watch when your wife wants, it's a good middle of the road. Like,
I agree. Always,
and there's some good shows.
I agree.
So, I'm addicted.
Yep.
Yeah, right? I mean,
it makes you feel better about your life.
It's like Ted Drew's. It's great for the guys and it's great for the gals.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And so we're watching this Island Vacation. And then I was thinking, as much as it seems great, so people would pay like $5,000 a day to vacation at a private island in the middle of nowhere. You have like someone to help you there and a chef, and then it's just you and your spouse or your family with nothing else around. And, you know, initially it seems romantic, and but after a couple of days, wouldn't it be a little boring?
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I have no interest in that.
I could do that for a long time. I eventually would get bored, but I bet I could do a good year, 2 years.
Why would you need to go to an island? You can go to places in Florida where you can find a beach with no one else there.
First of all, your wife...
I mean, she would come too.
No, I know, but she would be bored with you. No offense.
So there's nothing to do on the island? Just
I mean, they got water sports, and I guess they have a helper, so they have, like, the jet skis and all that stuff, but it's just you. And it seems great, but then I would think after a couple of days, you're like,
no.
Hey, where's the mall?
You don't want to live like a hermit. No, part of the fun of going on vacation is people watch, see the people there, and see what's going on.
You go down to 40 Acres in Lawndale, just hang out for a couple days.
Well, first of all, don't tell me what to do. But there's other people there in Lawndale, right? That's you're talking about the nudist pool.
Yeah, there's people there.
Is that where they went for the photos with the eclipse? I saw those in the Post-Dispatch. Somebody, one of the photographers, had to go to the nudist camp for the eclipse. I had these ideas of what a nudist camp might look like, and they were not the photos that I saw. It was like a bunch of pretty old, like reddish-looking white guys who had been out in the sun too long with white hair or bald, and then like two women.
Not to mention, they looked a lot like the men.
When you talk about any nudist thing, he always gets like, because
we've seen some of the pictures
Iggy has brought from hedonism, and it didn't look like, and I'm not saying like I'm a model, so don't get me wrong, but it didn't look like we were dealing with the creme de la creme.
Yeah, well, that's hedo. They're just naked. I'm not nudist. I don't walk around naked nudist. I mean, they're naked anytime they can be naked, obviously. Not at work, but wherever they go, they wear no clothes. I'm not a nudist. I don't. There's certain things I don't want to do. I don't want to do naked.
Yeah, when you think of a nudist camp as a kid or a nude beach, you get excited. You know, you think, oh, that sounds good-looking women, but really, in reality, that's not always what it's like.
No, and if you've ever been to,
never what it's like.
They would argue that. Yeah, that's true.
And that you get a little foreshadowing if you go to a resort, say in Mexico, that also has folks from other lands. The Euro male likes to have a gut and likes to wear Speedos.
Yeah, likes to show himself off.
See, Americans, we have guts, like, but at least we're ashamed of them. You know. We're more ashamed of our guts. We don't pour them into a Speedo.
Hedo, I would say, is mainly Americans. There's some Europeans and other people, but Hedo is mostly American people. And there's good-looking people, and there's people that are just kind of out of shape, and nobody cares because you're down there to have a good time. That's the one good thing about Hedo, where you can have a 350-pound woman get naked, she doesn't care because nobody's going to make fun of her. And that doesn't happen, so they feel comfortable getting naked, and that's why Hedo's a great place. That's what I would do at my billion. I would take, they would probably charge me for a lifetime room at Hedo. I could probably get it for a mil.
Right.
I would just get a lifetime room at Hedo for a mil, keep a mil to myself, and just give the rest of the family and say, do what you want.
You give almost $1 billion to the family.
Just give it to the rest of the family.
And you would live at Hedo 24/7?
Oh, you don't have to worry about booze, you don't have to worry about meals, you don't have to worry about cleaning the room.
Yeah, but you're in a room. You know,
I can go outside the resort and go a little shopping, do dinner outside the resort.
But you're living in a hotel room. That I'm telling you, for a guy who travels a lot, which I do, I'm not trying to brag.
Humble brag.
But it doesn't matter what the resort is, you get tired of the room. Like, you want to be home. You need a
home. That would be my home. That would be my home.
I think he likes Hedo a lot.
I feel like I need a cup of coffee. Walk down the walkway. Right.
Would you want to start a little AM sports radio show in Hedo?
Nice smell of hibiscus.
Get your celebrity factor up a little bit.
Is it too late to change what I do with my billion?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I keep thinking about it right now.
Okay, number one.
What's going to happen to the kids?
The kids first. The kids will still
take care of the kids. Thank you.
Number two, give Iggy 6 months at Hedo. I'd pay for it. Iggy, I'd pay for 6 months at Hedo for you. So the kids, Iggy, buy Ferraris.
Would you buy me a bigger watch?
Yeah, you have a little tiny watch.
Iggy, is Hedo even going to be there after this hurricane roars through?
That's a legitimate question.
Got Jamaica in line?
It's got a lot of things in line, but as you know, with hurricanes, it can veer off at any moment and go elsewhere.
How do islands like that even survive some of these storms?
Some of them don't, and you're lucky that I mentioned in... And I was serious when I said three or four. I can't remember how many hurricanes either skirted Bermuda when I lived there. There was never a direct hit. But an island like Bermuda, if you had a direct hit, if the eye of the hurricane just went right over, I mean, it would destroy half of Bermuda because these homes are built out of limestone and stucco and stucco. And I mean, they're old homes.
They don't have some cement bunkers down there when they...
Well, I'm sure some of them do, but a lot of them don't. I mean, they would be destroyed. Jamaica the same way. I mean, it's a bigger, obviously a much bigger island than Bermuda. But, I mean, there's shacks down there. I mean, shanties.
Well, I'm sure they've been destroyed many times. Because they've had, Jamaica's had a lot of hurricanes go through there.
Yeah, I don't know how many have been direct hits, you know. I mean, a direct hit, the difference in miles per hour of a hurricane is probably, what, 150? And if you get the outskirts of it, it's, what, 70? So it's a big difference.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I pray for everybody in that path. I mean, Florida, too. Looks like it's headed to Florida.
Yeah, well, I got some family there. They checked on them last night. And we have basically a family member who said, yeah, there's no milk or water left in the stores, but beers are buy one, get one.
So where's your family live down there?
On the Gulf, basically on the Gulf side. It's a little island, not too far from like Sarasota.
Oh,
so.
You come from old money, do you?
Nope.
Married, so they live on an island in paradise?
They basically live on an island in paradise, yeah. But this is a bit concerning, the hurricane coming. That's the problem
with
living in
the best,
paradise.
But I'd like to, so do they have to take a ferry or is there a bridge that leads
barge.
To the island?
There used to be a bridge and now it's a barge that goes over the intercoastal.
So they can get their car on there.
Yeah. And that's a weird thing, sitting on the barge while the boat's moving, but your car's off. That's a strange
sensation. So to go to
the
store, they got to go get on a barge?
Or take a boat across, yeah.
I'll bet that's a cool lifestyle, I mean, aside from the potential.
You have to be a little careful about your planning, because you can't really get back later than 10 and get your car across, because the barge stops at 10. And it's not great if you're running late, so you have to get on a boat. But other than that, it's pretty nice.
It's not like, you know what, I could go for some cashews. I'm just going to run.
Right. Nope. No, that's out. Well, it's the same with people who live way out in the sticks. They can't run to the store if it's an hour away.
No, but they can also take a shotgun or an automatic weapon, go outside and hunt for dinner.
Absolutely.
They can't find cashews.
Kill you a coyote.
You can hunt for cashews in some parts of the United States.
I don't know.
They're elusive, but you can find them.
I don't know.
You know what? I was thinking the other day, and I had a couple people come up to me and say, hey, really enjoyed the show yesterday because of where because of where we were and what we were doing. And I think it's important for the listeners to know that as soon as the show ended, we were with Ryan Kelly at Cardinal Glennon trying to raise some money for all the good works they do there. I kid you not, Kat, you saw it happen. I wish you two would have been there to see it. An attractive, I would call her attractive, younger nurse walks up to Doug with her phone in hand and says, Doug, can I get a picture with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'll take it. Now, this one was with child. I mean, she looked like she was deep into pregnancy. And she said, I'm as big of a Doug Lemming as my husband. And he would kill me if I didn't get a photo. Now, what she never said at that point in time was that her husband was the father of that soon to be Tyke.
What are you driving at?
I'm just wondering. She ran up to Doug.
What are you driving at?
She ran up to Doug.
Are you saying
it was showering
on
the?
I'm
just telling the story as it happened to me.
Hey, gang, there is more exciting news from Lion's Choice. 2017 is their 50th year, and they are just getting started. St. Louis's favorite, Lion's Choice Roast Beef, is rolling out new salads. The new lineup includes a traditional Caesar, the LC Seasonal with their signature bistro dressing, and you have to try the Butcher Block Cobb Salad, featuring a trio of their famous proteins, roast beef, turkey, and ham. So stop by any of the 25 area Lion's Choice locations and help them celebrate 50 years and see what's new at LC.
All right. Don't you know the main rule about Doug Vaughn? Men want to be him. Mm-hmm. Women want to be with him.
With him. That's right.
Arnold Frank Palmer had it wrong one time. He doesn't like that. Frank had that whole saying wrong. I don't know if we still have that. Frank might have deleted.
Be like him, and guys wanted to be with him.
Yeah, we get once a month on that.
I was really struck by the line. I'm as big of a Doug Lemming as my husband. That was what do you think when you hear that?
It makes me think there's really nothing else on the radio. Maybe
Come on, that's got to make you feel a little good that even attractive nurses think you're hot and want to take a picture with you, and they like listening to you.
Well, they don't have to be attractive.
Well, Doug,
this one was obviously according to Ben Fred.
She was. But I mean, if an ugly person comes up and says we listen to the show, I'm still flattered.
All right, but let's be honest. Generally, you're a humble guy, but you did start feeling your oats after that, because what you don't know is he walked into the little cafe after that and he said, breakfast burrito for the Vaughn, and he's not paying.
Wow. That was after we had already had donuts, compliments of Ryan Kelly.
Well, you know.
You started feeling good about yourself.
Certain perks come with the job, that's all.
Well, I know when I had Becky Weisberger was with Iggy Lemming, I was crushed when I found out she was fake.
That's the worst, when you find out your fan is
fake. The only lemming I had was a fake lemming.
Ben Fred, I will have to say positively that I was at the Kirkwood florist the other day getting my gal some surprise flowers. You know, she had a rough day at work.
Oh, hold on. You have your own bell.
Kirkwood florist.
Yeah, so
what'd
I went
you go
out
with?
What did I go with?
Yeah. Peonies?
No, I went with the three roses, the pink, the red, and
should've
the white.
Got a wandering Jew.
Oh, goodness. Wandering Jew.
I didn't, and she'd been wanting a puppy. And so I didn't get her a puppy, obviously. That's way too much.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
And so I bought her a little little puppy of her, rest in peace, her old dog. It's kind of like looked exactly like her.
Stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal. Got her that as well at the florist and said, oh, the owner came up and goes, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm like, oh, you probably like Doug. He goes, nah, don't buy into that shtick. I'm a Ben Fred Lemmy.
Wow.
That is what he said. And I had to say, I'll give him a shout-out. That is the owner of Kirkwood Florist. They helped me out.
I'll be there today.
Love them.
And they're huge Ben Fred Lemmy. The odds of finding that about the same as winning $1 billion on DraftKings.
I would surprise.
Doug's got a nurse lemming, and Ben Fred's got a florist lemming.
How about that?
Well, you're big in the floral community.
Actually, Posey told me that story before the show, and I brought up the compliment to you, and it seems to make him say that compliment.
Ben Fred slipped me this was an Abe Lincoln, and he goes, planned. Hey, you want to say that at the 7:30?
This was all planned.
You could have stopped by the house, Doug, and I could have clipped off four or five sunflowers for you, put them in a vase.
I did not. Next time I will.
What's your favorite flower, Doug? You like the
really
peonies?
I don't really have a favorite flower.
The tulips?
Not really a flower type.
The tulips? Are those your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite flower.
You look
not
like
a flower sort of guy.
You look like a lilac kind of guy.
I don't care for the lilac. I can't identify one flower. I know what a rose looks like. I know what a daisy looks like. A sunflower. That's about it. I'm not a flower guy.
All right.
Nor am I an arborist.
Can I get us back on track here and talk about something important? That would be Elysium Restoration. They specialize in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. They have helped him with his man cave in his basement. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time, on budget. They work effectively with any budget, from basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do all this while podcasting like the Dickens. Jason and Ryan take care of their customers by being personally involved in all of Elysium's projects, and you can call them at any time. To get more information, go to www.erdstl.com. Elysium Restoration. Trust is one of the things they build well.
You pair that up with a call from to Design Air Heating and Cooling, sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour.
They
get your whole house in order
as well. Yeah, and they help Doug. They have the Vaughn furnace now.
We've told all our neighbors how great it worked out with our house. It really did. Our second floor was always so darn hot we could hardly sleep at night. Had fans blowing on us. Had portable air conditioners. Had that window air conditioner that accidentally fell out of the window at one point.
That's dangerous.
We don't need any of that now.
That's dangerous.
Don't need any of that.
Back in my day, our homes were always hot because we were near the sun and we didn't have a roof. And we liked it that way.
At least you had the sun. We would have loved to have had some big star out there warming everything up. We didn't have that. We lived in ice and we loved it.
Do you live in ice or on top of ice?
We had no sun.
How does that happen?
I picture Doug in ice. Solid block of ice. That's all we had.
I picture Doug like as a caveman, like a family of penguins set adrift on a block of ice in the middle of the Atlantic.
That's what it was like.
That's how we liked it.
Darkness at all times.
We feed on plankton.
Sun's underrated.
Frozen plankton. Tough life.
Sun's underrated.
Tough life.
How long would we last without the sun? I mean, if the sun goes supernova on us, we all blow up, right?
Well, we might find out with some of these weather events that are happening in the world.
You notice all those things happened right after the eclipse?
You think it's related?
I don't know, but all those hurricanes hit, everything right after, like the day after the eclipse, the hurricane formed.
Huh. Well, first of all,
and I'm still not blind, by the way.
Just so you know, without the sun, there would be no life on Earth. Okay? But the sun has been going, I think, since 1972. We've had the sun.
About that.
Yeah. And projections say it's going to go well into 2040. So we're good.
All right.
Yeah, don't worry about your children or your children's children. Yeah. Just worry about yourself. Yeah, all you can do is take care of yourself. Do your job.
Yeah. Once I'm gone, I don't care what happens afterwards. I won't know about it.
Right.
Don't you think by then, like, scientists are studying this, and at some point they're going to have to come up with technology to build habitats on other suitable planets, and that there will be some massive excursion where
no
whole population goes to, where we're just going to let some people die.
Everyone's some people will die.
And then the rich people will have spacecrafts to take them to another locale.
No.
Here's the way I think
that'll
plays out.
Happen.
I think the weather events keep getting worse and worse, probably fueled by climate change that we'll continue to fight about. And then the waters will start to rise, so you'll be better off. We're in a good spot because we're kind of in the middle. But the waters will start to rise. Land will become very scarce, so people will start fighting over land and water, water that you can drink. And those will what the wars will be fought over.
Wait a minute. If
and
the
then,
water's
and then
rising,
eventually
though,
we'll just kill each other off, and then the world will reset.
But if the water's rising, how could water be a problem? There are ways to process water.
Yeah, but yeah, that won't work.
What do you mean it won't work? And there's plenty of places to move now.
It won't work.
The problem is
the gas will dry up.
We've got all these.
We'll
high,
start nuking each other.
We're densely populated right around the areas that get hit with these storms. If these storms become a thing that happen all the time, there's all kinds of places to move in this country.
No, you want more people in this city,
there's
Doug?
There's the Midwest. There's the
you want traffic
Montana,
to get even worse?
There's Alaska. There's nobody in Alaska. If it really gets warm, we could fit the whole world in Alaska.
My sister lives in Montana and said it is impossible to actually find like housing or very difficult
well,
and very cutthroat because
the
there's so much land and not many people there to, you know, not much infrastructure.
Well, there's
so
also the oil is crazy right now. So they got all those people moving there for that, and they're buying up all the housing.
You just have to get in an airplane and look down in this country to see how much most of the land is not used at all.
We don't want the rest of the world discovering the flyover states. We don't want that. We should try to start slandering our own states to make them not come. We don't want all the people from Florida and California moving here.
When you see the devastation that happens with these major hurricanes, it does make you think that, you know, maybe I'm good right here. Maybe I don't need to live on the coast of Florida or Texas or live in California where these wildfires rage
all
the
enough,
time.
If you got
it's
enough,
okay right
if
here.
If you have enough money to live on the coast of California in a nice place, then you have money to leave when trouble brews in terms of the weather. You get
you
out of it.
Leave if you're okay
but
with
you
your house being burned down to ashes. That's happened to lots of people.
Right, but if you have a nice beach house somewhere in Florida, California, whatever, 98% of the time, you are living large. So I think it's worth whatever the risk may involve. Don't you think?
Well, you would think that unless you lost everything to a storm, then
if you have insurance and you have... I'm not talking about the people that are... I'm saying if you have the means to have a really nice place on the water. My point being that just being on the beach somewhere in a nice area would be worth whatever the risk is, because most of the time you're fine.
I think it'd be good as a vacation place. I don't think I'd want to live there.
You wouldn't
want to
just not pour yourself a highball? Is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
The end of the day,
a Mai Tai?
You walk out there on the deck overlooking the ocean and you think to yourself, Vaughn, you've made it.
I wouldn't mind having a big condo right on the beach somewhere, but to live there...
You'd have no emotional attachment to it.
Right, to sink my whole life in there, someplace I could leave in a hurry. But I don't think I'd want to put everything that I've got, my entire
all those baseball cards. Those are staying on dry land.
In the way of some of these storms.
Doug has about $800,000 in Krugerrands stuffed under his mattress. It makes it tough to sleep at night.
Team Oscar, if you can hear us back, their garden needs to get in.
Don't let him in. He'll be all right.
Yeah, by the way, not a lot of people have keys.
Speaking of a guy, you should walk down to Gold's Gym.
Yeah, boy, you can tell
he gave up. He walked off.
Should I go get him?
No, no. We're doing a program here.
Someone's got to get him.
We're doing a program here.
We need a buzzer in here. He can't get out of the door. We're trapped like rats.
Help, help.
Well, while we're trapped, I can tell you about Design Air. They're the St. Louis's top HVAC provider. They want to know why? It's because their no-pressure service is second to none. Over 75 trained and qualified HVAC technicians, Design Air Heating and Cooling will always provide fast and friendly service across the metro area. The website, designairservice.com, the number 314-739-1600. They're the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Give them a call. Well, Doug.
Okay.
What should we talk about now?
Well, I was just thinking, you brought up yesterday how much fun we had there at the hospital and all the work that Ryan Kelly did to make that happen. It really is amazing, all the things.
He's something else. I didn't get a final number on how much money he raised yesterday.
This morning, I listened to a competing, maybe not a competing radio station, 96.3 or something like that. Yeah. Apparently, one of their DJs went out there and helped out Ryan Kelly as well, and they said the total when they left right before it ended, it was about 13,500, somewhere around the 13,000 to 15,000 range, yeah, which is great in a day, very short notice, so Ryan Kelly is a bomb.
Well, just keep that in mind the next time you're looking to refinance your mortgage. Who's the guy that does everything for the community? Ryan Kelly is that guy. He's the guy who gives back, and so if you are buying a house and you're looking for a mortgage, or if you have a mortgage right now and you say, hey, it's about time I got some money out to pay some bills, pay some tuition, or just get a lower interest rate, Ryan Kelly is the home loan expert, and he is definitely the guy to go to. Everybody knows that when you want the lowest mortgage rate and the best loan, you go to Ryan Kelly and the home loan expert, but we've seen firsthand how there's so much more to these guys than just getting you the best deal. They love to give back to so many charities in St. Louis, Friends of Kids with Cancer, SSM Cardinal Glennon, the Backstoppers, Catherine Care, St. Patrick Center, and the list goes on and on and on. So remember Ryan Kelly if you need that mortgage. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700. Call Ryan. Here's the number. 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
He did a great job yesterday. Last check, it was 13K, if I know Ryan. He added on before the end of the day. But he just took it upon himself. I'm going to do a radiothon and raise some funds for the wonderful work they do at Cardinal Glennon. So good on you, Ryan Kelly. Now, you're on point today, mostly because you're the most talented.
Well, the guy from the floral shop seems to think so.
Yeah,
so.
But also because Doug and I won't do it.
Right. That affects it.
Too much work. But I did want to hear the Jason Barrett podcast. We do have fun with audio. Can I go ahead and just request
Please,
that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Doug, I don't want to step on toes up
we
in
have
here.
Two Jason Barrett.
Yeah, we have multiple.
I want to hear the breaking down of the Philly radio scene. As you know, my wife is from Philadelphia. I worked in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Doug, I don't know if you know. I'm not trying to brag, but Philadelphia is a big market.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there as the lowest member of the television sports totem pole. I was the number three guy at the worst station in Philadelphia. So I was barely
Huge.
A member of the Philadelphia television community.
But you're a media
Just
member, man.
I made it. But I'd like to hear him break down the Philly radio
show. How long was he there in Philly, by the way? It wasn't long, was it?
Someone will check on that. Okay. Me, I was there three years.
About 3 years for Hazy.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic has chosen to pursue new leadership by parting ways with program director Matt Nahigi. As someone who was initially hired to build this station when it was known as Sports Talk 950, I can't tell you how much respect I have for the job Matt did. In 2006, when I moved to Philadelphia, that radio station was a mess. It was heavily syndicated. Airtime was bought by people who didn't belong on the air, but there were a few valuable parts inside the operation. Any thought of beating WIP, though, and earning recognition for a Marconi Award? Well, that simply didn't exist. Over the past decade, the station moved to FM, landed the Flyers and Sixers, hired Mike Missinelli, Anthony Gargano, and Tony Bruno, just to name
people?
A few. And in the process, became a formidable foe for WIP and caused them to rebuild the majority of their lineup.
All right. Wasn't great for anyone else, but I know some of those guys.
You know, they're really making a push, it sounds like. Are you threatened? Do you think 590 should be worried that they might try to get in on our turf here?
Do you think 97.1, whatever it is, in Philadelphia is going to expand here?
We're talking about maybe guys trying to get away from the coast.
We already have a 97.1 in St. Louis. It's a very successful talk.
But you get a station in St. Louis, and you start talking about Phillies baseball, and we're going to lose whatever audience we have now, gentlemen.
Well, the 76ers, they're sleeping giants.
Huge. You can't swing a dead cat in St. Louis without somebody bringing up what the Sixers are doing in the offseason.
I don't think Jeremy Maclin. I don't think Jeremy Maclin is still with the Eagles, but he did play for them one time, and they love him in St. Louis. So that could be a real threat.
Yeah, that's one.
I think Chase Daniel might have been with him for a while too.
Dr. J was pretty good.
Did you notice how he threw in there though? When I was brought in 2006 to revamp the station, right. But he wasn't there very long. But he made it sound like he was a big part of it.
It was a disaster until he got there and fixed it.
Yeah,
I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Okay.
Now,
hey, Timmy's on the line. Did you check your phone?
No.
Well, let's get to Timmy.
Oh, I apologize.
Shouldn't you have your phone? We have no ability to communicate with Seymour.
I don't have a text from Seymour. Did you get a text and I didn't?
I got one.
Well, how didn't I get one?
Well, maybe your phone doesn't pick up signals in
here.
How
am I supposed to, quote-unquote, run point if I don't have a text?
Well, you're not really running.
Tim, as they argue, how you doing, buddy?
The Plowhawk has just decided he will run point.
That's fine. I had you on and I wanted to make sure we got to you. How you doing, bud?
I'm very fine, Plowhawk. What's up, boys? I the way this thing works, the Seamaster Elysium Restoration and Design Studios in my basement, is it's very complex. You hit connect, and then you're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hit connect, and I was connected. And the first thing I thank you, and the first thing I hear is Jason Barrett talking about Anthony Gargano. And I thought, I must have connected to the WIP complex.
That was my bad. Ben Fred's kind of been stumbling running points, so I jumped in. I wanted to hear Jason Barrett break down the Philadelphia radio scene, and by the text, a lot of people enjoyed it.
I got to go into the text inbox. I forgot.
The cat's just salty because I got a compliment from Plowsy's florist, and he's a little threatened by my presence on the show now.
Plowhawk has a florist. I mean, I feel like that's the breaking news.
Yeah, it's Kirkwood Florist, the owner. I went in there to get the gal.
Oh, that's like a mile from my house, baby.
Yeah, I went in there to get some flower for the gal. She had a rough day at work, and he said, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm like, oh, you're probably a big fan of Doug. He goes, nah, I don't like the sexual stuff. I'm a big Ben Fred Lemming. And I
don't bring up the sexual stuff.
Doug, you've been labeled as the pervert.
Right. Sometimes Doug pretends like he doesn't know he's traveling down that road, and he does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go.
And hey, there's all kinds of things I'm looking forward to discussing, and hopefully my son will remain sleeping until 10 o'clock, and I can just hang out and talk it over with you boys. But one of the things I want to make sure I discuss, because I've been getting a bunch of emails about it and on the fan page, posts about it, and it is legitimately a major concern, because I know a lot of our audience, especially in 2017, listens to the show via podcast. Doug, I know you like to get done with the show and then listen to the show and try and figure out where we could get better. And I know you say teasing is one of the things that...
Yeah, we can always help on our teasing, but not once have I ever, after the show, said, I wonder what we can do to get better.
We have to get better at teasing.
There it is. I think, what do you say, you may step down the cat? Is that what you say when you hear that? So the podcast, I've been getting a lot of people emailing and posting messages. They're unhappy, tweeting, not happy that the podcast isn't up. I don't know what's caused this. I can tell you that some people are trying to fix it. And if you have issues with it, please email me at tmckernan@insidestl.com. Because station management is trying to shoot and fix it. It's very important, especially to us on this show, because our audience has been built over the last few years with podcasting. And so it's of primary importance to get that shot and fixed. And so I want to acknowledge over the air for those of you, because I know a lot of people aren't on the fan page because they're not on Facebook, that we are aware of it. And even though I am not in the station on a regular basis yet, it's something that I'm still hoping to tend to, even though I'm not in any form management of the station. The people who are trying to get it shot and fixed. So, Doug, there it is. I know you're upset because you can't podcast and correct our mistakes, but there is just some information for those of you who are not on the fan page or emailing or whatever the case might be. But if you want to, email me at tmckernan@insidestl.com with the problems you're having with it, because the specific details will allow us to try and track down the problem. You know who's on it, Doug, is
no.
Buck Swope.
No.
Buck Swope is trying to fix it.
Does he still have his picks?
He wants to do it, but he wants to do it more in a podcast form as opposed to a radio form. So we're trying to work that out.
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting to the bottom of this because the texters, they are not happy when the podcast is.
And we don't know what's going on.
They are fired up, and I feel for them, and I'm glad they're passionate about it. But boy, they get surly.
But we moved into a new studio, Tim, and it sounds great. I mean, everything sounds brand new equipment. So you
how good does that studio look? I mean, I realize right now we're in the podcast studio. Which is a great thing that, number one, we have a podcast studio because once 10 a.m. rolls around, that me and the Seamaster, that's what we really plan on working on. But the main studio will be ready. Scott Gerken, who has been working on this for the last, God, I don't know. I mean, it seems like 8 months, I think, we've been working on this. Because that was where you guys are sitting right now was a hair salon. It's where I used to get my hair did. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to make sure I still had my A material,
yeah,
and I don't.
Do, Tim.
I just
you
don't.
Boy,
I really just don't. Good. I just don't. I'm gonna fire that one over at 101, and it'll be a headline. and then the one where the main studio is, and it all looks out on the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio, which will be done here in the next couple of weeks. You can see that the bar has started to get built there. Used to be a dentist's office, so there was a whole lot of demo work that needed to get done, because with a dentist's office and with a hair salon, you have all kinds of plumbing to get all of the water supply in there. So that was a bigger project than the office that's on the lower level. But either way, the point is that they've done some great work, and we'll be in there soon. And you have the main studio, which will look out on the patio, and then the podcast studio, which will allow us and maybe even the wonderful Buck Swope to be inside those walls with you, Doug, conducting a broadcast.
Why would we need Buck Swope in here?
Because he's putting together shows for a podcast.
So thank you, Kat.
And also kudos to the folks that thought of this. Revenue streams, Tim, as you've pointed out over the years, because you're a businessman, very important. And, Tim, you haven't seen this, but right outside the main studio, they put some sort of pay-per-view thing where it says peek at Vaughn, 50 cents.
Yeah, that's
so you
a smart
drop
move.
50 cents in there and you get to look at Vaughn.
And then supposed to press up against the glass?
No, yes. But then they're charging $1 for the one at Gold's Gym where you can actually see him in action on the squat rack.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing leg day today.
With a little bit of spin.
Every day is leg day. Yeah. I'm going to bring him an old wrestling singlet that he said he'd work out in it for the listeners.
I'm not.
A number of people, by the way, because I'm in the text inbox, are saying that they were having podcast issues, but it's been fixed. Tell people to unsubscribe and then resubscribe. I'm not sure that's it. I've had a few people email that, and so just as an FYI on that. And then I understand there's some issue with Inside STL. You know what? I don't know. I hate that I don't know, but I don't know, and it's not something that we've had happen before. But I, you know, hey, the reality is people want to listen to the show. And
that's a good thing.
Which is a great thing, but it's important that we shoot and fix it. And so I spent all evening last night responding to emails and forwarding them to our station's general manager, John Hadley, to our station's website developer, Nick Yale, and to the wonderful Seamaster to let them see what everybody's saying. So hopefully we can figure out what is causing it, because a lot of people, because it's been going on for a week, a lot of people are not happy about it, and I guess they think that we're not aware of it. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it, to let them know we are aware of it. And if you are having issues, please email me at teammckernan@insidestl.com, and then I can forward those to the proper channel. So there you go.
Good for you, because honestly, we were seeing that on the text line, and we didn't really know how to respond, because what you have here, Tim, is three schleppers behind the microphone.
Schleppers.
Five. Schleppers, three.
Five, yeah. If you count Iggy and Plowsy.
So ideally, Anna Marie will text me when Jameson's up, and she has not texted me, so I will be able to hang out for as long as you'll have me, quite frankly, and I'd love to. T.J. Moe's on at 9 o'clock. I saw T.J. yesterday at Kirkwood Brewhouse after they got done with their show. Him and Cam came by, and, of course, T.J. didn't have a taste, but Cam had a taste, and we kind of hung out and BS'd. And he said he was coming on the show at 9 o'clock, and I guess he's going to be on every Wednesday with us talking college football, and I enjoy talking college football quite a bit. So we have that, and what else is Rick Hummel on today?
We have TJ, TJ at 9, as you said, and then Rick Hummel joins us at 8:30.
There you go.
So we got some big guests coming up, and we'll have you hanging out with us as well.
Sweet.
Cool. Sweet all action. Right. We'll take a quick break here, and we'll remind you that the 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, which has over 75 HVAC technicians, so they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com is the website. It's hard to stop a train. We know it. We say it all the time. Check out Design Air Heating and Cooling, and we will be right back here after this quick break. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After here from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk about Bertarelli Cutlery for years, one of our most loyal sponsors. Let me tell you about my most recent visit to Sharp City. They've opened a whole new division of their company called Bertarelli Paper Company. I visited their warehouse just a few blocks from the store on the hill, and now the fine folks at Bertarelli sell disposable gloves, trash can liners, all kinds of paper towels. They now sell to manufacturing plants as well as many fine restaurants around town. So if you're in the need for any of these items, check them out at BertarelliPaperCo.com.